pretty decent. You know, the main house is pretty good, but except the deck and the garage is in bad shape. The only problem with her is she might not even have enough money for the 10%.
She does or doesn't?
She might not. She's trying to figure out what she can do with it. So.
Is that an attached garage or
detached? Detached garage.
Tiff.
So we're probably looking at just the deck then.
I mean, that's her, her priority. The garage is, you know, I hate that's going to be a big problem in the future.
Can you downsize can you downsize the deck to get it cheaper? I don't know. I don't know what it looks like.
I mean, yeah, I suppose you could. The problem with the deck is it's kind of split where you can go off. She's got a fenced yard, so you can go off to the garage and or else it goes off to the backyard.
She qualifies one, right?
Yes.
She filled the paperwork. Okay. It's in the realm. I think we figured out. We start the process, and if she can't do her part, then we just set.
So I guess when I talk to her, I guess I would like the priorities of what you guys want to fund first, and then she can see what she can come up with.
Well, obviously, the important factor is she's got a point of exit. Whether that means cutting down one of the stairwells to make it more portable. Because I've seen the drawing with two stairwells, I'm sure that has pretty extensive.
She's going to add on the floor.
And then see what she can afford. That would probably take another $1,000 or whatever. That was $9,600. That'd probably take it down about $1,000 when it's.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to ask probably the same question. Now I'm looking at the picture. I found the picture of the two stairs. What was the answer to potentially limiting one of them? Now that I can see it.
Yeah.
Question of limiting one of them?
I don't know if that's... Yeah, I have to talk with her, but yeah, that would save some money.
Stairs are...
He said there's ways. It was because of how her fence, backyard fencing is why she had two sets of steps.
So the one... So the fence runs along the driveway. So the one stairway brings her out into the driveway so she can get in the car and wait.
Oh, yeah.
The other side of the stairway where you can go down in the backyard.
Okay.
So if you eliminate one, you go down the stairs, and then you have to go through the gate to get back in the backyard. Which is doable, but...
Well, first thing is that it's very hard for me to ask this council to make a decision on something when we don't know if they can make their part of it. I mean, this is kind of a mute point if the woman can't pay the 10%.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying she's struggling.
We need to know that.
But I need to present the council agreed to this. Can
right.
you come up with this? Or they agreed to all of this. Can you come up with all of it? I mean, obviously, I haven't talked to her in a few weeks, so maybe she figured it out. I don't know.
I just don't see any money at all.
What's that?
So can she come up with any money at all?
I haven't asked her because of the, usually we...
Well, she knows the application said they're responsible for 10%, and she signed it. So when people come up front, they know they have to pay 10% of whatever the cost is.
And we're not going to order the work to be done without us having our 10%.
Yeah.
So the three bids for the decking alone, if I'm reading these right, 96, 31, 11,220, and $12,800. He's gonna broke them all down separately.
Yep.
First one is $9,631. Second one is $11,220. Third one, $12,800. That's for the deck. So, yeah. You could move forward with that part. And the other three things all kind of go together, don't they? If you're going to get on the roof and replace it, you might as well replace the window and the door.
I told them to separate everything out.
Yeah.
You know, so I want everything separated.
I guess I would like to see two options. Just the roofing, the whole thing, or just the decking, just the decking, or do it all. And you give her two prices, so you can do one or the other.
Well, I guess.
Because we want the deck done first.
Okay, that's done.
That's what you said.
Deck's first.
That's what you said.
And then you're saying the roof is second. Is that what you're saying?
Say, first option is you can do just your deck. Second option is you do all four things. Deck, door, window, whatever they were. Because that's kind of what our options are. We don't make an option not the deck, because that's gotta be first.
Right. So deck, separate that out and then the rest of it. And then ask her if she sizes this deck down a little bit if she's struggling with
So I see this one says it doesn't have the right stringers on there for the steps right now. So he may need to pour a new pad also to sit on Jasper's. Which isn't included in another $1,000 there too. So.
Yeah, that's an extra $550. Yeah.
And that would be out of her pocket.
Look at the page 2 on Jasper. The first, it says existing stairs.
Yeah, he did say that. Because the height of the step and the run of the step don't meet code. So if he goes to the code, it'll bring it past that. That's what he said.
So, yeah, there might be
does
another.
Does anybody else know about that, though? Because those are. How about we see what?
He's the cheapest one.
He's
right.
The cheapest one.
Yeah.
To present it.
But it might be another $1,550.
Yeah, that might be another $1,500.
So if you add that on there, how's he compare? Is it still cheaper?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
He came in pretty.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Well, he'd actually be the exact same as the other bit, but if it ended up being another $1,500.
Can't you just board up the window and open up the window and then?
The big schemes those are pretty, not very expensive. By the time you're doing all this stuff.
Menards for, you probably get a replacement window with Menards for $120.
Well.
What can we present to her, see where she stands? Give her those options as far as priority goes. If she says, give her an idea of whereabouts it's at, so what she's gonna be responsible for, and then make sure everybody's bidding the exact same thing. I mean, if we go down to one step, you know, instead of two stairs or whatever, then imagine we work some of their bids a little bit.
Well, that was my comment. Find out what she could afford,
right.
And then maybe look at the project and scale it back or whatever works. Take a camera.
That's not good. You just ask her, be upfront with her, saying, what can you afford? And then, can you also scale back the deck to meet your financial needs and go from there? Can you get back with us at the next meeting? Sound good, everybody?
Next item is Public Works, item number 12, Public Works Department report. Have that in front of you. Is there any questions about the Public Works Department report? Okay. Item number 13, public safety building, reference electronic key system replacement.
So, that a few storms ago, was it how many weeks ago, was it 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago.
The storm came through, knocked out the car breather, which was probably saved half of the building, I guess. The back four doors, they still work, but all the fire station, and they were all knocked out. So J&J Locks came over and to get it back going, and obviously the system is very old, and it's actually a lot older than I thought, because when I talked to Brian Seamer, he said it was a used system when they put it in, and it came out of some other
Mid-American Energy.
Yeah, so I was thinking it's an old system being 16 years old. No, it's probably an old system, maybe 25 to 30 years old. Anyways, so a lot of the parts they can't get, he was able to get the relays working again, so it's operating again. How it operates is through the little computer there, and just everything's obsolete. So he said, when it goes, when it really goes, it's going to be done. I mean, it's not going to work. I mean, the computer goes out, they'll completely be gone. Brian also said it's very tough to try to get cards programmed. And J&J said yes, they would understand that, just the way it's all set up. So I got bids for them to come in there and replace everything. And then I got another company to come in and do the same thing. They all had the same scope of work. And as you can see, J&J came in very, very cheap, or compared to the other company. I did ask for a bid on possibly going to just all keypads and not have the electronic doors. And they said they were going to see how much cheaper that would be, and I have not seen any of those bids. But something needs to be done, because obviously there were 2 days that those doors were locked down, and if a fire called, I mean, somebody may not be able to get in, or wouldn't know how to get in, or would definitely slow them down.
Are keypads worth waiting for?
What's that?
Is a keypad?
The guy I talked to said the keypad is a bigger pain, because this units that we have in there now, they'd be able to pull them out, put the new units in. The keypad's going to take a whole bunch more. He said, in the long run, he said, you're probably going to be spending more for the push button. Mm-hmm.
So with this system that they're looking at, this Brevo, I did a little bit of research on it. And according to what I've seen, is there's like a $13 to $15 a month subscription per door.
Because it's a cloud-based thing. So,
like the administrator,
like Brian, if Brian's the administrator, he would be able to just do something right on his phone.
Okay, so what will we be looking at for a monthly subscription?
$273.84.
Yep.
14. Monthly subscription for 14 of them at $273.84.
Where's that at?
It's on their page for J&J Access and Security.
Like the fourth line down.
What do they have as far as warranties and anything like that?